there is a basic machlokes between the Vilna Gaon and Rabbeinu Tam about what the shiur of Ben Hashmoshes is. According to the Vilna Gaon, Ben Hashmoshes lasts for 4 mil. There's a dispute exactly how long a mil is. It's between 18 or 24 minutes, the extended time that it takes to walk a mil. And Rabbeinu Tam says that there are two shkiyas. The first shkia, which is the astronomical one, when the sun goes below the horizon. After that, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's Yom Gomer, till another 4 mil after that. And the Ben Hashmoshes is only 3/4 of a mil before what the Rabbeinu Tam calls shkia shnia. According to the Vilna Gaon, the shkia that generates the Ben Hashmoshes, Sufik Yom, Sufik Laila, is the astronomical setting of the sun below the horizon. And this really depends on the Sfiris HaSugyas, because the Gemara here in Shabbos and Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis says, in different opinions, when Ben Hashmoshes is, but Machlokes Behuda and Reb Yossi says it's Ben Hashmoshes is Keheref Ayin, it's instantaneous. Zeh Nichnas v'Zeh Yotzei. And the Gemara says that according to Behuda, Hichsef Ha'elyon v'Hishu L'Tachton Zeh Laila, but before that is the period of Ben Hashmoshes, the period Mishetishka Chama Kolzman Shepnei Mizrach Madimen, from sunset till it becomes darker. The east it turns red, but the sun is already below the horizon. But through that period is Ben Hashmoshes, and when Nehemiah says it's today, it's the amount of time it takes for a person to walk from sunset till for half a meal. However, the sugya in Pesachim says that the shear from sunset till Tzeis HaKochavim is the amount of time that it takes to walk 4 mil. So the Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion, following the sugya in Pesachim, that Tzeis HaKochavim is really 4 mil, and what we call shkia, the astronomical shkia, that's after that, it still has halach of yom till 3/4 of a mil. After that is Ben Hashmoshes, and then 4 mil after that is Tzeis HaKochavim. And the Goyin said hachush machish, that this contradicts the reality as described in the Gemara, and he believes that it's from the time that the sun sets is Ben Hashmoshes, and the shear of Dalid Milin, which is quoted in the Malam Pesachim, is only, that's considered Bias Oro, that's when it says Kol HaKochavim, and all the stars come out. But in terms of the definition of Laila, the Laila is before that. It's 3/4 of a mil after Shkia, sunset, and after that it's Laila Gomer. The 4 mil is just when all the stars come out, when it's Bias Oro, and it's completely dark. In this machlokes between the Goyin and Rabbeinu Tam, the Rabbeinu Tam interprets that the main criterion is Bias Oro, when the light is gone, so it's after 4 million, and Bias Shimsho, after the sun has set, it's still Yom Gomer. And this really, the Rav explained, really there are two parshas in the Torah. One parsha in the Torah is Ubo Hashem es v'tir, v'acha yochol min hakotshim. That according to that, the definition of day and night, of Yom v'layla, is determined by the sunset, by Shkiyas HaChama. And so when it's below the horizon, it can't be seen. So that already begins a definition of of Ben Ashmosha. So for some definitions, setting of the sun is already Laila. And that's why a Kayan who can eat Truma, Harav Shemesh starts immediately after Shkia Sachama. But then there's another definition of Yom V'Laila, and that's the in Pasha in Bereshis, Vayikra Elokim La'or Yom V'Lachosha Kara Laila, that Yom V'Laila depends on light and darkness. So when it becomes dark, completely dark, so which is Tzeis HaKochovim, so that's called Laila. And even in terms of Bereshis, we see by the Ma'oros, it says, Es Ma'or HaGodol L'mshelas HaYom, Ves Ma'or HaKotol L'mshelas HaLaila, that Yom V'Laila, according to that, depends on whether the sun is above or below the horizon. So we have two different definitions. So the Vilna Gaon assumes that the principle is that yearly Yom V'Laila is Bias HaShemesh. Just the complete Bias HaShemesh is 3/4 of a mil after the setting of the sun. And the Rabbeinu Tam's definition depends on Or V'Choshech. And therefore, that's complete Seis HaKochovim, which is after 4 mil. The amazing thing historically is that most Rishonim were of the opinion, almost all, were of the opinion like the Rabbeinu Tam, the Rashba, the Ramban, and yet the Shulchan Aruch seems to be that the Shulchan Aruch is that way, and the Ramah is that way, and yet the Goyin's opinion ultimately became the primary opinion. There are those who are machmir for Rabbeinu Tam, but the primary opinion is like the Vilna Gaon. And these two definitions depend on Yom of Yom V'Laila, a function of which parsha. You know, does it depend on Or V'Choshech? This is the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam, or does it depend on the Shemesh, which is the parsha of the by the Mohar Godol, Mohar Kotten, that depends on the sun, whether it's above or below the horizon. So the question is this: how is it that why is it that this machloikis, the shaila of when it's Yom V'Laila in terms of after Ben Ashmosos, is only as relates to night? Why in the morning does everybody agree that from Omer HaShachar, since there's light, it's considered Yom L'chol Dover, and for all mitzvahs, you can do it before Srichas HaShemes? Why isn't that period also a period of Suffolk, like the period of Ben Ashmoshes? Because it's the light is there, but the sun is still not above the horizon. So one definition of Yom, namely Or V'Choshech, is met because it's still the light. It can be seen, the beginning of the light of the day, but the sun is yet not above the horizon. So that must be that is Xeris Akosiv, because it says, I'm a Rebbe Bork Siv, Haboka Or, HaTorah Korah L'Or Boker. So, because the Rav pointed out that actually the Yushalmi is bothered by this question. The Yushalmi in Brachos and Perek Alef Halacha Aleph says, B'chanina chavun d'rabonin boy kama da'at ama ba'avis nikru shlosha kochovim afa pisha chama nesuno be'emtza harakia. Lailahu umar af b'shachus kein. You know, you say that it's night, that three stars make it night. even though in the morning, there's still light before that reflected on the horizon, even though the sun has set, and so that's already considered Laila. And after the Shkia, it's already Sofik Yom Sofik Laila. Why is it that in the day, the equivalent astronomical reality, namely that the sun is rising, why doesn't that make it the sun is below the horizon, but the light can be perceived, Amud HaShachar, before Zricha, why is that Yom? So the Yushalmi asks that question, and that's Rebbe Boksiv HaBoker or HaTorah Korala or Boker. That's a separate Xeris HaKosev, that the definition of Boker is only dependent on the light. And since it's from Amud HaShachar, it's considered light. And this Machlokes between the Goyin and the Rabbeinu Tam is also reflected in how we, the Kfiyas HaZmanim, because according to the Goyin, that the Zmanim, like Zman Kriyashma, is determined by sunrise. So Zman Kriyashma is 3 hours, the extent of Zman Kriyashma is 3 hours from Zricha. According to the Mogen Avraham, the Kfiyas HaZmanim depends on Yom, or the Choshech, so therefore that depends on Omer HaShachar. I heard from the Rav said that he, in general, was never machmir like the Magen Avraham, because he said Reb Chaim wasn't machmir for the Magen Avraham, because if you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Korban Pesach, when he speaks about Derech Rechoka, how far it is, he says it starts from Zricha. He doesn't say that the calculation of Derech Rechoka for Korban Pesach starts from Amud HaShachar. So you see that the Rambam thinks that the Kriyas Zmanim depends from Zricha, like the Goyin's calculation, and therefore Reb Chaim always followed the Goyin and was not choshes for the Magen Avraham.